Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Matthew 4:10. The setting for this statement is the temptation of Jesus by Satan. One of the temptations offered by Satan was, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Matthew 4:9. The devil had taken Jesus into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. All temptation comes from the devil. Satan is the source of all evil in the world. The kingdoms of the world meant nothing to Christ. Worldly kingdoms come and go. The glory of all earthly dominions fade. The kingdom which Christ would soon establish would stand forever and never see destruction. This temptation, as were all the temptations offered to Christ, was rejected. Temptation must be refused. There is with every temptation a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The strong declaration of Christ was that we are to worship God. God is worthy of all praise, for God is the mighty and holy one. John in his revelation stated to the church, Worship God, Revelation 19:10. While Satan receives the worship of great multitudes, he is unworthy of any praise. Satan brings turmoil and regret into the lives of those who serve him. Satan brings a sore destruction into the world. All of the misery that is present comes at the hand of the devil. But God blesses us with his goodness and his love. Cornelius fell down at the feet of Peter to worship him, Acts 10:25. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man, Acts 10:26. Men are but men. This is the reason that Jesus instructed the Pharisees, And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven, Matthew 23:9. Men have flaws while God has none. Men make mistakes while God does not. In his conversation with the woman at Jacob's well, Jesus said to her, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. God is not a man. Numbers 23:19. God is not earthly, but heavenly. God is to be worshipped with a heart that loves him and according to his truth. God is to be served by a heart that is committed to him, according to the standard that he has set forth. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 1 Chronicles 16:29. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.